I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Radio Sports. A few things are canceled today at this point. The Richland Center track meet that was to involve several area teams will not be held. Still on the schedule at this hour, and depending on field conditions and certainly cold weather comes into play as well, the Richland Center softball team's game at Platteville and the Richland Center baseball game at Boscobel. Coach Ryan Lemke talked to me about the team getting ready for conference play.
Here, normally, you look at preseason and there's a lot of guys from a Dodgeville or Prairie. You're like, okay, we're going to be careful with him pitching, but there's not any of those guys this year. I truly think it's a five-horse race this school year or this season for the conference championship, and I think it's wide open. So we'll see. We'll see what everyone's going, but since I've been here, it's the most wide open I've seen it. So we're in a really good spot. We obviously got to play well. We got to do what we know how to do, and we got to play confident and comfortable and loose baseball. And I think if we can do those three things, I think we will be right there at the end for conference champions.
The million-dollar question is always, do you have enough pitching, though, Coach?
Yeah, that's always the million-dollar question. We've got two starters returning from last year with, like I said, Miller. He's going to be our number one, and likely McDonald is our number two. But our number three is turning out to be really nasty, and it's a really good position for us to be in. He's got a lot of off-speed pitches that really give some hitters fits, and I think we've got the people. We've got to see how our bullpen shapes up. But I think with those three guys, especially in conference games, if the coaching staff, if we manage our pitchers well, we'll be in a good spot.
Again, Richland Center's game at Boscobel. We'll have more about that a little bit later on today, but we'll tell you that most of these games are on the schedule, weather permitting, for today. River Valley has canceled its non-conference baseball game with Potosi-Cassville for later today, and River Valley softball team is slated to go to Lancaster this afternoon. The Riverdale softball team has a scheduled contest at Iowa Grant, and the Riverdale track teams will not be going to Richland Center. As mentioned, that event has been called off. The Ithaca baseball team and softball teams are scheduled to go to DeSoto to play at Stoddard, and Coach Danny Clary talked to me this week about the Ridge and Valley Conference and how even it will be this year.
It's going to be really good from top to bottom. Seneca, they graduated two of their guys, but other than that, they got a lot of athletes coming back from a team that's won the conference the past couple years. Then you got, like, Weston. They have everybody back from a team that went to sectionals last year. Even teams we play this week, Lafarge has everybody back from a team that beat us last year. DeSoto, I think they started seven freshmen against us last year and beat us when we played up there. North Crawford was getting very competitive last year. I think they had us down all the way through the sixth inning last year, and they returned everybody. So, and Wazika, they probably lost the most conference-wise, but then again, they have a Lomas boy that'll be, when he's going to be on the mound, they're going to be competitive. So really, from top to bottom, it's going to be a solid year for our conference.
And for the Bulldogs, I think you always have a little bit of a target on your back, but especially this year, don't you?
Yeah, last year, you know, we had graduated so many guys the previous season, and so last year's group, when they came in, they were, you know, a little bit unseen by the conference. We knew what we had, but nobody else kind of really did, and they had some growing to do. Now, yeah, like I said, this year, you know, we're not going to, you know, sneak up on anybody, and we're going to get everybody's best game, but that just brings the best out of us, makes us prepare day in and day out, and that's the way you want it to be. So I know the guys are really looking forward to getting out there and getting playing again.
That's Ithaca coach Dan Clary. The Bulldogs slated for DeSoto today. Weston with a scheduled game against Wazika Steuben at Cazenovia Park. And also Kickapoo with a slated game against Seneca at home in baseball and softball. Bowling scores from the Merchants League last night. Harris Exteriors at 27-75. Gauger's Salvage 27-62. Badger State Duct Cleaning and Kelly's Coffee each rolled 27-26. High game honors, Harris Exteriors at 998. Pizza Hut a 984. Kelly's Coffee a 969. Jordan Slaney with a 688 series. Chase Keller a 671. Mike Carpenter a 664. Individual high game, Taylor Kenothi a 258. DJ Adams at 257, Andre Jensen at 256 in the Merchants Bowling League. Top-ranked rookie Jackson Chourio hit his first Major League home run Wednesday afternoon, but it wasn't enough to keep the Brewers from losing the game 7-3. Minnesota handed Chourio's team its first defeat of the young season. Rhys Hoskins also knocked the ball out of the park as Milwaukee jumped out to a 3-1 lead. The Twins scored six times off the bullpen. Joel Piamps took the loss. The Brewers have another off day on the schedule today. They will host Seattle on Friday. Slugger Rhys Hoskins says the team is not going to win every game.
You win four out of the gate and you kind of get this feeling like, man, are we going to lose? Of course we're going to lose, right? It's a long season. It's a marathon. But yeah, we're playing good baseball. Obviously the one big inning that they had today, but you know, we put ourselves in a position late in the game with the lead and you take your chances with our bullpen.
The Brewers have placed right-handed reliever Trevor Miguel on the 7-day concussion-related injury list. He reportedly suffered food poisoning on the road trip to New York City. When he got back home, he went to a store where he fainted and hit his head. That caused a concussion. The 30-year-old Miguel has not allowed a run in two innings on the mound this season. As far as the team is concerned, manager Pat Murphy is excited about the future for Jackson Chourio.
He'll remember it for sure. I'll remember it. A lot of people that are close to him, you know, will certainly remember it. Kid is day by day, you notice more and more that Jackson belongs in the big leagues, you know what I mean? And there was some touch and go early in spring training. We're like, hey, is he ready for this, blah, blah, blah. But he's proven that he's ready.
Again, Chourio with his first Major League home run yesterday. Detroit at the Mets was postponed. So was Atlanta at the White Sox. The Angels beat Miami 10-2. Yankees 6, Arizona 5. In the National League, Cincinnati 4-1 over Philadelphia. San Diego 3, St. Louis 2. Washington 5-3 over Pittsburgh. The Cubs 9, Colorado 8. And the Dodgers 5-4 over San Francisco. In the American League, Texas 4, Tampa Bay 1. Baltimore 4-3 over Kansas City. Boston beat Oakland 1-0. Cleveland 8, Seattle 0. Houston 8-0 over Toronto. In the NBA, the Memphis Grizzlies ended the third period with three straight baskets, taking a 79-78 lead, and they went on to beat the Bucks 109-101. It was Milwaukee's fourth loss in the last five games as the team tries to hang on to second place in the NBA Eastern Conference. Brooke Lopez talked about facing the Grizzlies last night.
They did a great job of just sharing the ball, getting downhill, you know, making the extra pass and getting easy ones, and it's tough to guard. You know, you could tell they were having fun out there, and they made us, move, second-guess ourselves, and, you know, kind of had us all over the floor.
The Bucks are off tonight. They'll host Toronto on Friday night. Elsewhere, Portland 89, Charlotte 86. The Lakers over Washington 125-120. Atlanta 121, Detroit 113. Boston 135, Oklahoma City 100. Brooklyn beat Indiana 115-111. Minnesota 133, Toronto 85. Phoenix 122, Cleveland 101. Orlando beat New Orleans 117-108. Coming up this weekend, the Final Four for men's and women's basketball. Defending national champion UConn had a tough time getting off the ground on the way to the Final Four. The Huskies finally took off from Bradley International Airport near Hartford at about 1:30 this morning after the plane they were supposed to take experienced mechanical issues getting to the East Coast. After the five-hour flight, the team was expected to arrive at Sky Harbor International Airport in Phoenix at about 3:30. Midwestern time this weekend. The flight was originally scheduled to leave at about 6 p.m. yesterday, but a mechanical issue kept the plane that was supposed to be used from arriving at Bradley, according to the school. The Bills have agreed to trade their top receiving threat, Stephon Diggs, to the Houston Texans. The Bills acquired the Texans' second-round pick in the 2025 draft. Long before Caitlin Clark broke records, packed arenas across the country like Taylor Swift in sneakers and inspired young girls to be like her, women's basketball looked very different. Clark, who will lead Iowa in this week's Final Four in Cleveland, had her path paved by pioneering players who make the game what it is today. Clark's assault on the NCAA record books this season has illuminated some of the greats, women like Nancy Lieberman, Ann Myers-Drysdale, Pearl Moore and Lynette Woodard, who often played in empty arenas with little fanfare. Women's basketball is here to stay, according to the experts. And that's an update on sports. I'm Phil Neave.